And welcome to the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Phil Taylor, your host. And yeah, you're right, we're going to talk about Muhammad Ali. And we're also going to be talking some about the developments in Syria with Rick Sterling. On Muhammad Ali, we're going to be talking to Ishmael Reed, the author of The Complete Muhammad Ali. Probably, and it is, in my view, the most complete. Covers so many aspects of his life that are being talked about now. And we'll get into all that. But hey, I have a little song for you, sung by the man himself, Muhammad Ali. And there's another guy named Sam Cooke.
Sam Cooke, as you can see, like me, he's awful pretty. And we are here now working on a record called The Gang's All Here. And Sam and I, we expect to have this out in another week or so.
Would you like to give us a preview of this disc?
Well, this, I want to give you a little introduction. Only this record is talking about, you know, me, the greatest, and the various people in countries such as England and Paris. And we'll give them a sound.
Come on, let's give them a preview.
We'll do a lot better if we had the music here with us.
All right, we're going to do it.
We'll try now.
Hey, the gang's all here. Join in the fun. Hey, the gang's all here. We're gonna swing as one.
Do it again now.
Hey, the gang's all here. Join in the fun. Hey, the gang's all here. We're gonna swing as one.
Is New York with me?
Yeah!
Is Chicago with me?
Yeah!
Is London with me?
Yeah!
Hey, the gang's all here. Join in the fun. Hey, the gang's all here. We gonna swing as one.
How you like that?
This is the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. And there were two famous singers, Muhammad Ali and Sam Cooke, among the many, many things that are being talked about and said is you need to remember is Sam Cooke, one of the greatest voices, singers in all, anywhere, anytime, any culture. And he and this remarkable individual, Muhammad Ali, were dear friends. Not just, you know, they didn't just wave at each other in airports. They were, these guys were pals. And Sam Cooke, unfortunately, like there's so much in American history, there's something dark and dangerous going on at all times, and it's rooted in difficult subjects. Speaking the word root, we now have roots is once again being shown to the American people. And once again, there's a difference of opinion. What are we trying to talk about? There's a lot of pain, and there's always, who is the audience? Who is, it's like Muhammad Ali was asked by Roger Ebert. I recommend you go and look at this, by the way. Roger Ebert was a famous film critic, Chicago, pretty smart guy. And he had an idea. He saw the movie Rocky, and he thought, why should I just look at Rocky? Why don't I ask an expert? And he found himself, he arranged to be with Muhammad Ali while they watched the film Rocky II. And Apollo Creed, et cetera, is the villain. And so he asked Ali to tell him, to comment on the film. Two things he wanted from him talking about that film. And I raise this ugly subject of the Rocky films because Ali said, I win the title, and they make a film about a white guy who makes it wins the title. And by the way, apropos of our coming interview with Rick Sterling, this is a habit. The U.S. has got to ask itself some questions. We've got to get Dr. Freud to sit, get America to lie down and talk about some things. Why is it when you lose the wars, you win them, you lose the war, the actual war, and then you win the movie? You have a lot of movies where you keep winning. You take Mr. Stallone. He knows where the ugly, exposed nerves of the culture are. So he created a guy, Rambo, who, after they actually lose in Vietnam, he goes back and wins in Vietnam. So you have a black champion who's beautiful and talented and all these things, and there are people who are itching to do something. And so he makes a movie of a white champion. And he calls him Rocky. Now, he didn't call him Rocky for no reason. He called him Rocky because the last white champion of any note was Rocky Marciano. So we all understood that. And there's another matter, is that he said, and this is true, he got the idea to make the film when he saw a journeyman fighter. Chuck Wepner, look it up. Chuck Wepner, who was fighting Muhammad Ali, and he was journeyman, and Ali was dancing and working on him. And at one point, Wepner did something. Sometimes it's an accident, sometimes it's on purpose. He stepped on Ali's foot as Ali was moving. At the same time, he threw a punch. I think he hit him in the chest. At any rate, Ali fell down. And according to Stallone, what happened next was the crowd leaped to its feet in delirium because the black champion had fallen. And they thought, they were praying that Chuck Wepner was going to prevail or something. I don't know. They must have been dreaming, and as they were. And of course, Ali got up and whipped Wepner. But Stallone said that was his epiphany to make the movie. He knew that you're going to sell out every movie house in America if you can create a white Rocky figure who beats up a black man with bravado. And so he gave a fantasy. And Ali, visiting Roger Ebert, said that. Ebert said, what do you think of this film and the ending? And he said, well, you have to understand, white America cannot have a narrative where I prevail. That's me in the movie. That's clear to me. And so that's where we are. I mentioned that, we have things called Black Lives Matter. We have all this shootings of unarmed black Americans. And at the same time, Bill Clinton is going to show up at the graveside of Muhammad Ali and give a speech. And you say, I don't know, have we really... How far have we gotten down the road here? So all kinds of people who have destroyed the lives of black Americans are standing and saying, oh, yes, Ali, I loved him. I thought he was great. Very strange. And so, as I say, Dr. Freud needs to put America on the couch and talk about this. If you're a fight fan, as I hope that's part of your understanding, is just how good he was, he made some telling remarks that I want to say, since we're going to we'll be talking to Ishmael Reed about this later on. But Ali said, of course, Stallone's not a fighter. He says, Ebert said, how real is this? He says, well, he's not a fighter. He says, you can tell at a glance. He says, I know it's a good movie. By the way, he said he liked the movie. I mean, Ali is a very subtle mind. Yeah, I liked the movie. He said, I like all those. It's good. But he says, not true. And he said, the guy who in the film, they have a sparring match where the Rocky, the white champion, is working out, and he's got a black fighter opposite him. And Ali said, that man actually is a fighter. He said, I can tell by the way he moves. He says, he actually is a fighter. For those of you who, you know, fantasize being fighters, always remember there are real fighters, and then there are what you have going on in your head. You find out in about 3 seconds if you get anywhere near them. They once asked George Chiavallo about all the fighters in the NHL, and he just laughed. He said, maybe one of them. He said, Gordie Howe might have been a fighter. He said, the rest of those guys, it's just sad. Of course, they asked him about Will Smith playing Muhammad Ali, and he said, I had trouble with that because he said, I have trouble believing that a guy whose neck looks like a stack of dimes is a fighter. Just is not the proper, you know, physique. I'm going around and about, but this is to highlight the fact that we are today going to be talking to Ishmael Reed, author of The Complete Muhammad Ali, and it is a book that just recently published, in which he dealt with every single matter that probably on your mind. I'll say that again, the death of Ali has created a kind of earthquake, and we're going to have aftershocks for quite a while. Incidentally, Ishmael Reed has an op-ed article in the June 4, 2016 New York Times, and it was published the day following the death of Muhammad Ali. It is timely. It is titled Worshipped, Misunderstood, Exploited. And that's something to mark.